Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for High Velocity Radio.
Lee Cantor here with my producer, Katie Galley. How are you doing, Katie?
I'm doing great, Lee. How are you?
Kicking off the new year right with this first guest.
Yeah, it's going to be excited. A great episode. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get right into it. I got with me Brett Stevens with Life Leadership. Welcome, Brett.
Hey, guys. It's great to be on.
Hey, Brett, can you talk a little bit about Life Leadership? How are you serving folks?
Well, we serve people on two different sides of a coin, so to speak. What we do at our core is we teach financial literacy and entrepreneurship. How we do that is we plug people into a community of like-minded individuals doing the same thing. So there's a lot of people, you know, that want to, maybe they just want to grow where they're planted. They love their job, or they're already serving a purpose in life. And we, through that, we teach financial literacy and help them achieve financial security. But we are in the direct sales profession. So we also are always looking for ambitious people that truly want to make something else, of a higher calling in their life. Maybe they're not happy where they're at. So we help them on the entrepreneurial side and help them achieve financial freedom so they can go out and do what they want, what they were called to do. I call it purpose over a paycheck, so to speak.
Now, how did you get into it?
My father actually discovered it because our principal founder, Orrin Woodward, him and my dad actually have known each other for a little over 15 years now. My dad was looking for something different, was looking to make a bit of a change. He saw through social media that Orrin was launching this company, messaged Orrin asking about it. And about 5 minutes later, his phone rang and it was Orrin on the phone, and just been doing it ever since.
Now, for you, have you been an entrepreneur your whole life, or was this a new venture for you?
I always make the joke, actually, that I've been an entrepreneur since I've had baby teeth. My first entrepreneurial endeavor was actually a complete flop, because at 5 years old, I was grabbing people's trash cans off of the sides of their houses and bringing them down to the front of the driveway. And then I was knocking on their door asking them for money. But number one, I didn't tell them I was doing it. And number two, it wasn't trash day.
So you learned some good business lessons there, huh?
I did. I learned rejection, that's for sure. But no, I've always been an entrepreneur at my core. I've been a music promoter. I ran a music promotions company, a successful one here in Omaha, Nebraska, for about 8 years with a partner of mine. And then also me and a couple other guys ran a movie production company. That at the time that I was involved, we produced about 5 short films, all still on the independent film circuit, and won quite a few awards each one of them did. So always had something in the air, some plate spinning in the air.
Now, does someone need to be kind of that good at selling and being an entrepreneur in order to be successful with this?
No, actually, that's the beauty of it, is we can take somebody from zero to entrepreneur, or zero to leader, or zero wherever it wants to be. It's a system that we plug people into to where people can grow. And I'm a true product of it, man. I'll tell you what, when I came in here, you know, I've always loved sales, but I always wasn't the greatest at it. But I plugged, you know, we talk a lot about mentorship and coaching too. Just attached myself to some really great people, surrounded myself with some amazing people. And even my sales skills have improved. And we also bring people in that have zero sales skills, and we help coach them along too. We also have a program for that.
Now, can you share a story maybe where you were able to take somebody who had no experience and then made them successful or help them become successful?
Yeah, absolutely. And in more ways than one, there's a gentleman who is on my team. His name is Morgan. And I always love sharing his story because he's a true product of the community as well, but also just a product or a proof of the power of what community can do and what coaching and mentorship can do. He came in when he first heard about us and first saw us. I was just insanely depressed, kind of really just looking, just feeling lost in life. Was a successful personal trainer in a past life, took the role of stay-at-home dad for a while, just kind of really not knowing which direction to take next. Met a good friend of mine on an airplane who told him about us, and he came out and checked us out. And as soon as he caught the vision of what this really can do, he just started digging into books and audios. He started surrounding himself, like I said, with the right people. And he's overcome, you know, so many things. He was dealing with an addiction that we didn't know about, that he overcame, just by getting the right help and talking to the right people. He is now a leader on, in the local soccer community here. He's the president of the local league, here in the greater Omaha area. He coaches, a little girl's, soccer team and helps them. He's a leader in his church. I mean, just an absolute, and one of the fastest success stories too, just by, cause he was just hungry, and that's really all it takes with us. We don't need, you know, we're always looking for sharp people, but we're looking for hungry people too, cause you can turn them sharp pretty quick. I'm living proof of it.
Now, how does the community work? Is this something where once you plug into this community that someone's going to be there to help me, or is this, I got to kind of figure it out on my own?
Nope. We are relationship first. We are principle and people before profit. So we can't become successful unless we help make others successful. So we are the largest community of encouragers, in my opinion, the largest community of encouragers this world is ever going to see. So people can come in and maybe decide not to build with us as an enterprise. Maybe they just enjoy the community and they enjoy the information. We need people like that. We're going to love them where they're at. They can come in side by side. There's coaching, there's mentoring, there's help. And like I said, there's a team of people that are surrounding each other, lifting each other up.
Now, can you walk us through, like, say I'm in, what's going to happen as soon as I sign up?
Well, our flagship program is our financial literacy program. So that's really what we like to start at. That's what Lee and Brett and Katie all have in common. We all make money, regardless of how little or how much we make. We all make money. It just depends on, are we being good stewards of it? So we always talk about becoming a product of your product. We talk about going into the financial literacy program, kind of the introductory stuff. I always talk about the first 30 days. We want to go through the program's first 75 pages of the book that we have in there, probably the first four audios, but then also doing the workbook assigned to it. That's kind of like your first 30 days. I call it gaining a testimony. And really from there, just kind of sharing it with others as you're starting to see results. And, you know, like I said, you got somebody right there along with you, encouraging you, kind of helping you through the process as well, and going out and mentoring others with you.
Now, when you're saying encouraging me, how does that take place? Am I checking in? Are we doing webinars? Like, how am I interacting with the community?
We have events. We're in 19 different countries and territories. So we have events going on, a regular schedule of events going on every week. We have open meeting, what we call open meeting presentations. We have seminars that go on one Saturday a month. And then once a quarter, we have leadership conferences that are in different places across the globe.
Now,
but that's one of the ways. And
go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say that's one of the ways to stay connected to the community. Personally, people that work with me. We just set up what I call confidence targets. So, hey, you know, as soon as you're done doing this, you know, reach out to me, let me know. I'll check in with you to make sure you're doing okay. So we just set up little milestones and little check marks along the way to know when we can connect next.
And then these connecting, it happens usually virtually, but you mentioned there's some in person, but a lot of it is online or over, you know, webinars or through, you know, some sort of digital manner.
It can be both. What I prefer is I love face to face, but obviously, you know, I can take this anywhere I go. So I do a lot of virtual stuff as well with some people that I'm with at a distance. But we always talk about, you know, the more high tech business gets, we still want to remain high touch, because that's where the magic is. That's really the secret weapon, is being able to get together with somebody and come alongside somebody. And help change them, their lives for the better.
So now for you, how does the sales and marketing portion of this work? How are you getting the word out about this?
I am doing well, kind of like how we met, Lee. You know, I'm just kind of leveraging some social media stuff. I'm always out networking, just meeting new people. You know, obviously friends and family, you know, you open up a new business, you know, you always promote it to your friends and family first. But just as being an entrepreneur and self-employed business owners will know, it's usually your not your friends and family that are going to be your consistent clients. So yeah, I just get out and I promote myself. I promote our brand, promote our community, and just get the word out locally, but also try to do the social media reach as well.
Now, is there any misconceptions out there that you'd like to kind of explain to people?
Oh, absolutely. I think a lot of people are leery of the direct sales industry just because it's the whole concept of the guy at the top makes all the money. You know, you come in and now that you paid to get in, you're on your own. That's just not the case with us. The way we're structured, and the way a lot of reputable companies are structured within this industry, this is absolute free enterprise at its finest. Anybody can pass anybody up at any time, and be very successful with this. And a lot of things, as far as, you know, you get in and then you're kind of left on your own. It's just not true because we're surrounding ourselves with a community. And there's a lot of people that it's proven have been successful in this. Another common misconception is, you know, not a lot of people, you know, I know somebody in, one of those and they ended up not making any money. Well, that could be very true. It does take work. You know, it's not one of, it's not just something that you sign up and sit back and let a check roll in. But, as well as, you know, I know somebody who made a lot of money and then lost everything. That can also be true in this industry. That's true in any other realm of business. But what makes us a little bit different is that you get in with us, the worst thing that's going to happen is you're going to get financially literate, you're going to get financially secure, and you're going to be around a great community of people.
Right. And so that's not the worst thing in the world, right? To become more financially literate.
No, not at all.
Now, is there anything that has surprised you about this?
The changes that it's made in me. That's the biggest thing that's the biggest surprise and the changes that it continues to make in me. When I got in this, I was a no people skills sales consultant, you know, struggling with my own stuff and battling my own stuff. But, just the pure fact that somebody tells me, you know, oh, you know, you start reading and it's going to change you. And, I didn't believe it whatsoever. I hadn't read since high school. But I decided, well, if that's what they're telling me, you know, what it takes to be successful, I'm just going to do it. And just actually reading some of the books that I'm reading, you know, through mentorship, faith, family, relationships, people skills, you know, just kind of even motivational stuff, just how it does absolutely change you. It changes you from within and you start seeing the inner changes first. And then they kind of come, you know, to the external changes. And I always thought it was the other way around. And that's not what I found as soon as I started digging into this and what we do.
Now, how has it impacted your family?
Well, for me, I actually, we talk a lot about personal and professional development in this as well. I battled an addiction for about 10 years. And again, crooked line doesn't know it's crooked until it gets around a bunch of straight lines. Through the mentorship and the people coming up alongside of me and guiding me through some stuff, I've overcome that. I've been 3 years, coming up on 3.5 years sober. My wife and I, it really helped us communicate better with not just with finances, but just with each other and kind of understanding each other better and how we're wired through the personal and professional development stuff that we use. Because we weren't, you know, we go through seasons where it's rough in marriage and, Our house is definitely a home now because we've decided just to plug into something different.
Now, if you were going to give one piece of advice for someone out there, what would that be in order to help them, you know, kind of get the most out of their life?
If a dream has been put on your heart, if there's something that's tugging at you and where you're at currently isn't going to get you there, find a way, whether or not it's doing what we do, find a way to get there. Because if there's a dream that's tugging on your heart, I'm not here to preach to anybody, but just as a Christian man, a man of Christian faith, I always feel God puts a dream on your heart for free. And then you got to go pay the price in order to go achieve it. And that's it. If you feel something tugging, if you feel there's something different, if you feel where you're at, like a rock in your shoe, find out what your purpose is, because everybody should be living a life of purpose. No one should just be on this earth to pay bills, work and pay bills until they die. You need to find what it is that sets you on fire, and you need to just run after it, regardless of what it takes.
Now, if somebody wanted to learn more about your opportunity, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
You can reach me by phone, 402-515-0916. Or you can reach me at my email. That's brett.stephens1984@gmail.com.
Now, is there any information on the web about this opportunity?
Absolutely. If you go to mainhomepage.com, I also have a personal direct link that I can send out as well. But mainhomepage.com is where you can find out a lot of information.
Good stuff. Well, thank you, Brett, so much for being part of the show today.
Lee, I appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
All right. This is Lee Cantor for Katie Galley. We will see you all next time on High Velocity Radio.